This is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
Mike, today I thought I would start off our podcast by apologizing for our clients to not getting our podcast out last Friday. We ran into some issues with our compliance department, and we decided to move on from that subject. So today we've decided to talk about some of the clients over the years, groups of clients that have made things better, not just for themselves, but for us and for all clients. And the first group that comes to mind for me are the engineers that we've had to deal with over the years. We've had lots of engineers as clients, probably 50 to 60, maybe even 100 engineers. And they're very unique as a group, especially in the early days when you take on that relationship. They want to know every single detail. They want to know how everything works. That they're not satisfied if you don't have the answers, and you need to be ready. You need to know how things work, why you've chosen that. Once they get that comfort level, they tend to put the spreadsheets away after about a year, maybe a year and a half, and they become great clients, but they make you know your stuff cold. And I think that's important. Another group that I've found to be also beneficial for us have been those that are involved in marketing. Lots of different individuals over the years that ran their own marketing companies and were industry leaders and experts. They have helped to improve our writing, our presentations, our seminars, anything we put in front of a client, any form of communication that we do. They have played a role in making it better for all clients. What are some things that you think of that where clients have had an impact on us to make changes for everybody?
Well, let's start and talk about some of the engineering clients and a big change in our practice. This is probably more than 15 years ago. A bunch of engineering clients came to us, and they do a lot of research, as you said, into the products we were using and did many comparisons to different products. And a bunch of the engineers came to us and said, you know, I love everything you do. We love the financial planning you do. We love the tax plan. We love the estate plan. And all that stuff is fantastic. But it's only the products you use and seem a bit expensive. And they forced us to go look at different alternatives. And when we went and did that, we looked at all the different alternatives out there. And we realized, you know, those engineers were actually right. And at that time, what we did is we decided to change solutions to a much more economically feasible solution for everyone. And it saved all our clients' fees right across the board. It's been a great solution ever since then.
Yeah, it really has.
What about, I know you have some clients that actually came in with their own agendas to every meeting. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, I've actually had lots of clients that have come in with their own agenda. And that you know, I actually mean an agenda. So it, you know, they came in with a written agenda, and we would initially, I would sort of put it to the side and say, we'll get to that. And I learned very early on, my job is to deal with their agenda first. It's really their meeting, not my meeting. And so that has been really helpful. But it's also taught me that you need to be prepared. You need to understand everything that's going on, at least in terms of your practice, their accounts. What's happening? What's happened? Did everything that you committed to in the last meeting, did it happen? Did it happen on time? Lots of clients, we go through the detailed review of the previous meeting notes. It's one of the best things we do. That came as a result of clients saying, I'm not happy with this. And so we made the changes. Even our meeting note process, we do the meeting note in the meeting with the client, and then the client and us agree that that's what was discussed. It's taught me to be better prepared, to anticipate some of the questions that might come up in advance, to make sure I go through their agenda first, and at the end of that meeting, to even summarize that meeting. There's also a group of clients, and we talk a little bit like the engineers, but a little different, and a more technology bent, let's call it. Talk to me about some of those clients you've had to deal with who always wanted more information.
I've had a group of clients in the high tech sector, and they had a lot of the great parts of engineers, but they also, on top of that, had great knowledge and research a system that could help us going forward. And they were able to look at things we did and find weaknesses and let us know, you know, this is great what you're trying to do, but there's some new things out here that can go and provide a better service to you. And they give us ideas of new programs to use, better ways to use our own programs. We've even over the years had people actually come in and consult with us on how to improve those systems. You know, just even from spreadsheets, we've had people go through spreadsheets that are experts on it and say, you know, you're doing this in a certain way, but there's easier ways to do this to make it more effective. And it's been a great experience. Every time we get that experience from people, they are critical on how you do things. But at the end of the day, what we do is we improve the service and it makes it easier on our staff.
So I've actually heard that, you know, you've told me over the years, you've got a few clients that didn't like some things in our office.
Some clients at one time that would come in and say, you know, your coffee's terrible. This is back when we were in the Madison Center down on 4950 Yonge Street. And we had that big vat of coffee that would sit there all day. And the first clients would be okay, but the time you had your 4 o'clock appointment, they're again stale coffee. And, you know, just with saying that, your coffee is not well, we said, well, let's find ways to improve that. And eventually we started having it so it was done every hour, like, not quite up to Tim Hortons X, but at least a lot better than it was before. And now we moved to the pod solution when that came in, and everyone can have a fresh cup of coffee when they come in. I had other people that, again, in the high tech sector, that said, you keep on giving me paper copies of everything. I don't need paper. And they keep on challenging me. Why are you using paper? And for years, they challenged, why are you using paper? Why do I need paper? This is something I have to shred. I don't feel like bringing this home. This is something that's now going to get lost. It's involved. And we kept on fighting back on that. I said, well, we need the paper solutions. But, you know, over the years, it turned out they were right. We don't really need paper anymore. And, you know, it was funny. We even had clients that said it was silly having neat signatures. Why do you need me to sign this piece of paper? You know, you could use digital signatures. It's been used for years now. And, you know, now with all this, the COVID situation, we've moved almost to 100% digital signatures.
Not only that, we've moved to digital signatures. We've, you know, in we still have the folder that we give to each client, but we now know that half of them are going to give them back to them. And each meeting is customized for each client. Some want paper, some don't want paper. And we've actually given all of our clients access digitally to everything we've done, at least for the last 4 years for them on their behalf, including wills, powers of attorney, and all of that. And that's all from clients requesting more from us. And where we can add value, we do. Sometimes you need to experiment, though, and sometimes when we make a change, you need a guinea pig. So have you had any clients that we've had to use as call them the guinea pig? And I hate that term, but let's call them the first client that went into something.
Early adapters. So we've had a few people over there, actually many who, when we're trying out new solutions, we tell them what we're thinking of doing. And they said, I'm willing to go and start up with that. Use me as your test case scenario. And not only do they do that, that's a great deal of trust put into us and helpful for all of our clients, but they're also understanding the process as we have to build systems. Not everything happens overnight. Things run pretty smoothly with a lot of the stuff we do between rebalance and things like that we can handle now. In the early stages, it wasn't that simple. And it was very manual processes and they had to be involved in a lot of the learning curve. And there's people out there that are actually willing to go and say, I'm willing to go through that. For the rest of your clients, put me through it. And as long as we know you're trying to do your best job, I have confidence in you. And it's been great.
We have had quite a few clients who I would say have higher expectations than most. And those are clients that really push you forward and get you to deliver a better quality of service and advice for everyone. Have you had any of those?
Many over the years. And to be honest, sometimes it's frustrating because sometimes you feel the expectations are so high, but then you go and you sit and go, well, you know, my expectations are high too. So when I go to somewhere to get service, I have high expectations and they should have those same expectations. And I do appreciate the people that are willing to share that with you. And many of them, even though they'll be critical, they will tell you they're critical. They'll say, I'm a critical person. I do have high expectations. This is what I want. And it makes for a very good relationship because it's very honest and open. And when you're not doing something the right way, they'll tell you, and you go to improve. And as we talked about before, when you improve for one, you don't just improve for one, you improve for everyone. And they just want to understand why you do everything. And you know, the funniest thing is the people with the highest expectations are the people that refer the most clients.
So complicated stuff. Trust for most clients are complicated. They're complicated for a lot of advisors. How have some clients helped us better understand trust?
We've had some very complicated situations over the years. And each time we get one of these situations, it's a learning experience for us. And we've had to deal with different levels of lawyers. You know, we used to just deal with simple lawyers. Here's a will, here's a power of attorney. Then all of a sudden we started having clients needed things that got much more complicated. We started to deal with separations. We started to deal with having to do trusts inside wills. We had to administer trusts inside wills. So there were many times where we've had to actually see these trusts through from beginning to end. And we had to learn all the tax implications of the trust. We had to learn how the wording on the trust works. Again, we're not lawyers, so we're not going to draft these documents, but now we do understand how they work. More importantly than that is we understand when that is needed. So as soon as we see a situation that needs that type of situation, we know the lawyers to get in contact that can do it, and we know where to direct our clients.
I'm thinking we have probably dealt with at least 20 clients that have had disabled children in their families. And that's a whole other level that we've had to learn. Those children lack the ability to handle money, to make decisions. And so a plan needs to be put in place to make sure they're going to be looked after their parents are gone. Some of them have physical disabilities, mental disabilities, and they've taught us to, you know, to learn how things like RDSPs work and Henson trusts, some complicated things.
Yeah, it may be 20 or 30 that we actually have dealt with, but you know, once a month I'll have someone go into detail and say, you know, we do have these issues. So there's probably tons that we don't even know about yet, that people don't want to divulge the whole family situation. But it's something that's a real concern for these parents and very life-changing.
So over the years, tough clients have made us better. They've made us understand corporations and how they work and how they're taxed, just income tax in general. They've helped to lower the fees. They've allowed us to do a better job explaining investment performance and estates and wills. What else have they done?
You know, we had to go and understand how markets work. That's the easy part. Understanding markets is very simple, but beyond markets, we've had to understand how couples work together. We've dealt with husbands and wives. Some, when we do these Finometrical questionnaires, every now and again we'll have a husband and wife. One comes up to be a 30 and one comes up to be a 65. They're at opposite ends of the spectrum. And you have to design a portfolio to keep them both happy. So that's been a very difficult part of really getting to understand the complexities of how couples work together and deal with their finances. We have some couples that run separate finances. We have some couples that run everything together. We have to understand how that works. We've had to understand human behavior. You know, we've had to understand how people react to bad markets. Even in the last 3 months, every time you talk to someone, it's a new understanding of how someone reacts to all these situations that are going on there.
So to all of our past and present clients that have pushed us to be better, thank you. That brings us to the end of another week. Thank you for joining us. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart from the McClellan Financial Group, Vasanta Capital Management, reminding you to live the life that makes you happy.
You have been listening to McClellan Financial Group of Vasanta Capital Management Limited. Vasanta Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Vasanta Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources. However, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.